should be an open and public discussion in front of everybody.
Palladino calls it an affront to taxpayers. The board's legal counsel says it was not illegal for the board to discuss the contract privately. But Palladino continued to object. Both Palladino and Quinn refusing to join the executive session, they stayed out in the hallway with reporters.
The people left in that room pretty much represent those that were supported by the union in the last election. So this is what you get.
Once they come out, will you vote against what they're going to present?
When I see the terms, the proposed contract's been embargoed up until now. They wouldn't release it to us, which is a further indication that the contract is way out of sorts with what we would find acceptable.
But as secretive as the details of this contract have been, one television reporter noted the top page of the tentative contract was left out in the open as members initially gathered in the boardroom before asking the media to leave. Meanwhile, Buffalo school teachers are gathered at Klein Hans Music Hall to begin reviewing the tentative deal before voting. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.